There have been a great many accounts of the rugged pioneers who settled our American West, but perhaps none more unique than the story you're about to hear. It's called Ladies' Day at Medicine Hat. Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance, transcribed stories of love and adventure, of excitement and derring do, of conflict and human emotion. This week, a dramatic moment from the days of the early West, starring Sam Edwards as Billy Carey in Charles Smith's original story, Ladies' Day at Medicine Hat.
Anybody who lived at home with her ma and pa back in 1880 had a listening acquaintance with Susan B. Anthony, equal rights and woman suffrage. It was a subject for women to chatter about and wasn't to be taken seriously, so our pas told us. Of course, that was before Jim Bridger's ma and my ma did what they did. And if they'd decided to play Lady Godiva and Friend down the center of Main Street, they couldn't have caused a bigger stir. It started on Friday afternoon. I'd taken Ma to town on the buckboard and was waiting for her outside the millinery store.
Billy! Billy Carey!
Afternoon, Miss Bridger.
Billy Carey, you get down from that wagon as fast as you can.
Ma'am?
Hurry, boy, hurry!
Yes, sir.
Now, where's your mother?
In the millinery store.
Well, we'll take cover in there. Hurry!
Hey, Billy, what is it?
I don't know, Ma.
It's a gunfight, Helen.
What?
Sam Johnson and a stranger. They're going to shoot it out in front of the saloon.
The sheriff. We ought to get the sheriff. Make him stop it.
He wouldn't, long as both of them obey the rules.
Stupid men. Sam Johnson has a family. Doesn't he care what happens to his two boys?
You should know by now that a man never thinks of anyone but himself.
I can see him, Ma. They're out in the street, walking towards one another.
Get away from that window. Billy?
Mr. Johnson, Ma. Looks like he's dead.
Oh, dear God.
They ought to hang the stranger. They ought to take him out and string him up.
Why? It was a fair fight.
Billy Carey, you talk to Mrs. Johnson. You ask her if it was a fair fight.
Your ma told me you saw the shooting in town today, son.
Yes, Pa.
What'd you think about it?
It was disgraceful.
You let the boy talk for himself, Helen. Well, son?
Well, I don't rightly know, Pa. Too bad about Mr. Johnson.
How a grown man, a good man like Mr. Johnson, could forget his responsibility.
Now, don't blaspheme the dead.
Hank Carey, you listen to me. If the women in this valley had their way, there'd never be another gunfight.
Maybe you should bring that up at your meetings instead of worrying about Susan Anthony and suffrage.
Maybe I will.
We got any more potatoes?
Some. Give me your plate. You want anything, Billy?
No.
Stranger outdrew Sam, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you gotta learn to do, boy. Draw fast. You don't want what happened to Sam to happen to you.
Hank, I don't like that kind of talk.
The boy's gotta be able to look out for himself.
He will. I want him to go to school in the East. Boston, New York City. Go to school and study the law. Learn to be a gentleman.
Let me tell you how I met your ma, Billy. I'd gone back East with my pa on business. Some of the dudes there in Boston invited me to a party. Reckon they wanted to laugh at my clumsy ways. Anyway, them buckskins I was wearing stood out like a red dress at a prayer meeting. But your ma and the rest of them young things just swarmed over me like bees over a molasses barrel.
Hank Carey.
It was the buckskins and the gun on my hip that done it, Billy.
All right. All right, but times have changed.
I'll say they have. My ma bore 9 children, cooked 3 big meals a day every day of her life for 21 years and never once complained.
If she had, she might be alive today.
No, sir, they don't make women like they used to. Today, ask them to do a little work, and they talk about how they're being abused. Form committees, women's league.
All right, Hank. All right, we'll leave it to the boy. Now, Billy.
I'll ask him. What about it, son? What do you want to do? Go back east to school?
Well, I guess it'd be all right, Pa.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you what you wanted to do.
Stay on the ranch with you and Ma.
There you are. He can get as much schooling as he'll ever need at the county seat. And boys, starting tomorrow, I'll show you all I know about drawing a gun.
I remember it was one of the things Pa kept his word about. He didn't ride with his hired hands that morning. Instead, he waited until I finished my beefsteak and eggs. Then he strapped one of his guns on me. Ma was so busy pretending we weren't there that she burnt up the cake she was fixing. I followed Pa off behind the barn.
How old are you now, son? 14, 15?
16, Pa.
16. It's time you had your own gun. You can keep that one.
Pa, thanks.
You thank me by taking care of it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this ought to do it. Now, we can aim towards that pile of manure.
Yes, Pa.
Well, go ahead. Let me see you draw. Well, you'd be dead by now.
I reckon so.
Watch me. Well?
It was good, Pa. You're fast.
You see how my hand just natural had that thing spitting soon as it cleared the holster? Now, you can't take time to study on it. You just do it.
I guess it takes practice.
That's the word, boy, practice. Now, don't let me see you without that gun on your hip. And you practice, you hear?
Yeah!
What in thunder?
It's Jeb, Pa.
Mr. Carey, it's the Bridgers. They've cut down some of the new calves and burning in their brand.
Is Bridger with them, Jeb?
Yes, sir.
Billy, saddle yourself a horse and ride with us. Time you learned how to run this spread.
Yes, sir.
The only thing separating the Circle B from our land was a thin line drawn on a map, which didn't mean a thing to the stock. Their critters were always getting in with ours and ours with theirs, which gave Pa and Mr. Bridger plenty of cause to let off steam. Well, when we reached the top of the ridge, we could see their Brandon fire and our hands lined up facing them.
Well, caught you red-handed, huh, Bridger?
I don't expect you to be reasonable, Hank, but these calves belong to the Circle B.
I don't see your brand on them.
They're not wearing any brand, but we're going to fix that. Go ahead, Mike.
First man that burns a calf gets burned.
That's mighty tall talk, Hank.
Jeff!
Yes, sir.
Get down there and cut those calves loose. Chase them back where they belong.
Yes, sir.
Hold it, Jeff. Nobody's taking those calves from me.
Looks like it's time to see who's fastest, Bridger. You or me.
Go ahead, Hank. Make your play.
Pa!
Stay away from me, son.
But, Pa!
Don't bother me, Jeff.
But, Pa, look at that Bridger cow. It's crossed over and it's going right to the calf Mike's holding.
One more proof, Hank? Or are you going to argue a cow don't know its own calf?
Yeah. Just keep off my land, Bridger. Come on, boy. Son?
Yes, sir?
You see a lot of young Jim Bridger, don't you?
He's my best friend, Pa.
I want you to stay away from the Bridger place. Find yourself another friend. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sooner or later, we're going to have trouble with him.
For the next 2 weeks, I stayed near the house. Jim came over once, but Pa told him off and made him leave. Then came the night of the church social. If you've ever lived in a small town, you know what a church social is. And you know nobody's going to miss it. Not even my pa.
Your pretty little pal, you better go to the corral.
Lovely. Billy, say hello to Mrs. Bridger.
Evening, Mrs. Bridger.
Oh, it's good to see you. You know, of course, you've missed two of the Women's League meetings.
I've been awfully busy, May.
Well, you try being at Mrs. Masters' house in the morning. After the meeting, we'll have a talk.
Evening, Mrs. Carey.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Bridger.
Helen, George is going to take Mr. Carey aside and see if there isn't some way to straighten out their differences.
I certainly hope you can, Mr. Bridger.
Oh, of course they can.
Billy, say hello to Mr. Bridger.
Evening, Mr. Bridger.
I noticed you out there with your paw t'other day, boy. You're getting man-sized, even wearing a gun.
That's his father's doing.
Oh, there's Mr. Carey over at the punch bowl. Now go on, George. Now's the time to have that talk with him.
All right, May. Excuse me, ma'am.
There's no reason why we shouldn't all be Christian neighbors.
Mrs. Bridger, is Jim here?
Well, he's about somewhere. I'll tell you, you find Doc Masters' girl. Most likely Jim's somewhere near her.
Would it be all right, Ma?
Of course, Billy. You run along.
I never did find Jim that night. Because while I was looking for him, Pa and Mr. Bridger got in a fight. After they were separated, they agreed to meet the next afternoon in the center of Main Street and find out who could draw the fastest.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. Christmas is coming, but not for many in foreign lands who face privation unless generous Americans help through CARE. Each dollar you give now to nonprofit CARE for the CARE Food Crusade sends a generous quantity of surplus American food and other commodities to a family in need. You can be an ambassador of goodwill for your country and give the Christmas spirit real meaning with every dollar you send now for CARE's Food Crusade. Address CARE, New York, or your local CARE office. That's CARE, New York, or your local CARE office. And now for the second act of Romance.
I remember once somebody told me that if you carried a gun long enough, someday you'd have to use it. And I reckon it was kind of like that with Pa and Mr. Bridger. They'd called each other all the names they knew. There wasn't nothing left for them but to meet with their guns. Ma didn't open her mouth until we were almost home.
Is there anything I can say to you?
Nope. Nothing.
Hank, you remember Sam Johnson, don't you? Do you suppose he thought about his wife and kids before he stepped out to face that gunman?
You don't need to worry none, Helen. I can outdraw George Bridger.
Outdraw? Why don't you call it by its right name, Hank? Why don't you say you know you can kill Mr. Bridger?
All right. I will say it. I'm tired of Bridger's thieving ways. I'm tired of his name calling.
Hank Carey, tell the truth and shame the devil. It's your ways and your name calling. Billy told me about you claiming those lost calves for your own stock.
Son, when are you going to learn to keep your mouth shut in front of women?
Don't blame the boy, Hank. Billy.
Yes'm?
When we get in the house, I want you to go straight to your room. You understand?
Yes'm.
But I didn't really understand. I got in bed and I tried to make out what they were saying, but I couldn't. And then I fell asleep. It was like something had waked me up, like somebody had called my name. I got up. I walked into the front room. Who's there?
Billy, what are you doing out of bed?
I heard something, Ma. Did you have the buckboard out?
Yes. Billy, I don't want your father to know. This will be our secret. All right?
Sure, Ma.
Good boy. Now run along to bed.
Did you put a blanket over the horse, Ma?
Man man should treat his stomach like it was a furnace. Bank it at night, shovel coal into it first thing in the morning.
More eggs, son?
Maybe one, Ma.
Hank, you aren't going to ride out with the men this morning, are you?
Well, I certainly am. Just because I'm entered in a shooting match at 4 o'clock's no reason to change my working habits.
Then, would it be all right if Billy drove me to town after breakfast?
What for?
The Women's League is having their election today. May Bridges set on being the next president. Well, I like May, but I... Well, I want to hold that office myself.
Well, then, gal, go after it.
I'll be dressed by the time you're ready, Billy.
Yes, ma'am.
Looks like your ma's spunkier than we thought, boy.
The meeting was being held at Doc and Mrs. Masters' house. Sitting outside listening, I had to agree Pa was right when he said a bunch of women talking sounded like a yard full of turkey gobblers. But after a while, it quieted down. I was about to doze off when Doc Masters came out of his office.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, sir.
My, those women sure raise the roof, don't they?
I guess the meeting hasn't been called to order yet, Doc.
I guess. Billy, I have been wanting to have a talk with you.
Sir?
I don't think it's your fault exactly, but your ma's fretting about you carrying a gun all the time.
A man has to learn to take care of himself, Doc.
That's your pa talking, not you.
Well, it's true. I saw what happened to Sam Johnson. I don't want that to happen to me.
Son, Sam Johnson wore a gun every day of his life. It gave him more courage than he would have usually had. The day he got killed, Sam was full of cheap whiskey and strong talk. And if he hadn't had that gun on, he'd be alive today.
He'd be alive if he'd outdrawn the stranger.
If he had, the stranger's friends or his kin would have gotten Sam. He'd have ended up with a bullet in him all the same.
Maybe so.
I know so. Billy, the West is changing. I mean, it's getting to be a decent place to live. A man today doesn't need to wear a gun except for an ornament. It's a badge of courage. Not real courage. The kind that comes out of a bottle. Think it over, boy.
Yes, sir. Doc walked away. It was warm in the sun. I dozed off.
You're just as right as your husband, Helen. Full of cheap ideas.
It was Ma and Mrs. Bridger. They were fighting like a couple of cats.
Your men spoke wrong about those calves. And you know it. You rustling thieves and liars. That's what they are. Exactly. Apaches, that's just what you deserve.
What's all a caterwauling about?
You keep out of this, Doc Masters.
Billy, give me your gun.
What, Ma?
Give me your gun.
But, Ma,
let me have it.
Oh, yeah.
May, look out. Helen's got a gun.
Get me a gun, somebody. Woman, give me a chance to defend myself.
I'll give you just 1 hour, May Bridger. Then I'm coming for you. You hear?
I'll be waiting in the center of Main Street.
Billy, get your paw fast.
Yes, sir.
And tell Mr. Bridger, too.
I stopped at the Bridger place first. Mr. Bridger couldn't hardly believe it when I told him Ma and Mrs. Bridger were going to have a gunfight. When I left his place, I started thinking. If Mr. Bridger couldn't believe it, what about Pa?
Jim! Jim, where's my Pa?
He's in the barn, Billy!
Oh, now! Pa! Pa!
All right, boy. What is it?
It's Ma.
Well, what? She ain't hurt, is she?
No, but she might be gonna.
Well, you talk straight, boy.
She's gonna shoot it out with Mrs. Bridger.
Why?
Yes, sir. They had a terrible fight, and Ma took my gun and started after her. Then Doc Masters stopped them, and now they're fixing to have a fair fight in the street.
Jip! Jip! Saddle up my horse!
Medicine Hat had declared itself a holiday. The only folks not looking out the doorways and windows were those that hadn't heard about my Ma and Mrs. Bridger.
Pa, there's Doc Masters.
Doc! Doc, where are they? Where's my wife?
She's in the millinery store. Mrs. Bridger is across the street in the corset shop.
Doc, we gotta stop them.
Why?
Well, because they're liable to kill one another, that's why.
Oh, we couldn't have that, could we?
Doc Masters, Hank! Doc, Hank, we gotta stop them.
It's too late, gentlemen. What? Take a look. Your wife has stepped out of the millinery store, Hank, and there's Mrs. Bridger coming from the corset shop.
No.
Come on, Hank, come on.
May!
Helen!
May, wait!
Helen!
I don't want to hurt you.
You can't go through with it, Helen. I'm not going to let you.
You can't stop me, Hank.
What about our boy? What about Billy? Think about him, Helen.
Don't worry, Hank. She won't get me.
Helen, Carrie, get your man out of the way.
May, let's talk a minute.
I ain't got nothing to talk about.
All right, May. I'm coming toward you.
We'll fire on the count of three. One.
May, for Lord's sake, stop.
Two.
Helen,
May,
don't
May,
do
wait,
it.
Don't shoot, please.
Helen, May, forget it. Forget this thing.
May,
it's crazy.
May, we got kids. You can't do it, please.
Is it crazy, Hank? Why?
Is it any different than you and Hank? They're not just my kids, George. They're ours, yours and mine.
You two were willing enough to forget him, weren't you? Weren't you, Hank?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
That's right, George. You and Hank, we're going to do the same thing in another hour or so.
Well, yeah. But that was different, Helen. Look, we're men.
Yeah.
It's different with men.
Yeah.
Why? Do men have a special right to kill each other?
Huh?
Do they? Do they have a special right?
They got us, Hank. Helen, you come on home now.
No. Not until you promise no more gunfighting. Not today. Not ever.
But what about him?
Well, the same goes for my husband, George.
Yeah, it goes for me. All right. I promise. Billy, wheel that buckboard over here, son. We're going home.
It wasn't until I got home and took my gun off that I noticed it wasn't loaded. When I hung it up that day, I hung it up for good. 10 years later, I left Medicine Hat. The town's forgotten now. But the folks who were there on that day in 1880 won't forget. They witnessed the first actual demonstration of equal rights. Yes, sir. Susan Anthony would have been proud of my ma.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. Ladies' Day at Medicine Hat was written by Charles B. Smith and starred Sam Edwards as Billy. Others in the cast were Helen Klebe, Vic Perrin, Junius Matthews, Helene Burke, Paul Duboff, and Herb Butterfield. Music is supervised by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Later today, the old redhead, Red Barber, puts the wraps on another season of exciting CBS Radio football roundup broadcasts. Sit in at your set side on the biggest games of the afternoon and hear them reported from on the scene during their most exciting moments only. Yes, it's the CBS Radio football roundup, winding up another torrid gridiron season with today's big games, yours to follow on most of these same stations. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.